I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Another suicide Wednesday at a Foxconn factory in China, this just hours after factory officials asked workers to sign a pledge not to commit suicide. Apple, HP, and Dell all use Foxconn to build products and now say they're investigating conditions there. Elsewhere, Amazon.com is now tied with Walmart as the nation's number two music retailer, according to a market research group. Both trail Apple's iTunes service. And Facebook users and privacy groups have been upset for a while about how hard it is to keep information private on the site. Wednesday, CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced some changes.
In a couple of clicks, you can change all of your content to be friends only, or open to everyone, or open to friends of friends, or whatever you want. It applies to all the content on the site retroactively.
And once you choose your settings, that's the default for whatever Facebook builds in the future. They've made simpler controls for who sees your updates, a new way to control how easy or hard it is for people to find you, and an easier path to choose how or if outside companies can connect to your profile. Ryan Singel is with Wired.com. I spoke to him from Facebook headquarters following the announcement, and I asked him what hasn't changed.
What didn't change is Facebook's ambition. You know, Facebook really wants to put itself at the center of the internet. That's part of what this backlash is about. It's just, I think people are starting to grow a little bit wary of Facebook just becoming really big. And I think even with these simplified controls, Facebook's just going to have that problem that they just know so much information.
Will these changes be sufficient to satisfy a lot of the concerns that have been out there about privacy?
I think it'll be a very good step. It's not clear if this will make folks like Senator Schumer happy. He wants Facebook to make sure that when user information is sent to third parties, they get permission ahead of time. Facebook did not change that here. They just made it easier to opt out. But still, by default, users are opted into that.
And what did Zuckerberg say about the reaction he's been getting about these privacy concerns?
Yeah, he said this was an intense few weeks. I think they've been working hard trying to figure out what it is they can do to quiet down the press and the users who are upset about this. It was clear that he took this seriously. He wasn't brushing it off, and they've, you know, put some engineering effort into this. It's not a simple thing to do to control the privacy of 400 million people. So, you know, they reacted fairly quickly. I think they need credit for that.
It wasn't that long ago that Microsoft defined your computer experience, but on Wednesday, Apple passed Microsoft to become the world's biggest tech company in terms of market capitalization. Matt Rozoff is an analyst with Directions on Microsoft, a research group focused on the company. Matt, what happened?
Well, I think you have to keep this in perspective. There are still about 300 million personal computers sold every year. About 95% of those computers do run Windows, and Microsoft does sell a lot of its other flagship product, Office. The trouble is, when you look at stock prices, people are betting on future growth. And right now, there's not a lot of confidence from Wall Street that Microsoft is going to be able to continue to grow.
Apple has had tremendous success with gadgets, iPod, iPhone, iPad. We haven't seen that success in those categories from Microsoft. Why is that?
The main reason is that Microsoft's leadership is focused on protecting their existing businesses. Windows and Office are both near-monopoly businesses, or monopoly businesses, depending on who you ask. They both have incredible profit margins, around 70 to 80%. Those are the kind of businesses that you just can't let go.
Now, I have a friend who has a Zune, the Microsoft portable music player, and he swears up and down that it is superior to the iPod in every way, but it gets a fraction of the sales. Is the problem brand?
When the Zune first came out, there was nothing to distinguish it from the iPod. And then the iPod Touch came out and the iPhone came out, and the Zune was still not a touchscreen. So now, 3 years later, Microsoft released the Zune HD. And I absolutely agree that it's better than the iPod in a lot of ways. But by this point, nobody cares. Everybody thinks, oh, Zune, that's that funny thing that Microsoft put out a couple years ago. So they launched Weak, and then by the time they caught up, everybody had sort of moved on or dismissed them. And that's a real problem.
Matt Rozoff from Directions on Microsoft. For more on these and other stories, go to futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.